RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, week in review, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Welcome to the news line. Here is the news, first the headlines. The U.S. firms eager to invest in Indonesia's construction mineral processing sectors. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attends Habibie's 80th birthday celebration. Now, the news in detail. The establishment of the Representative Office Ministry of Defense is considered too important to bridge the central government in the regions in the field of national defense. Even the representative office also has function to accommodate the management of national resources and supervision to defend the country. Director General of Defense Strategy, the Ministry of Defense Major General Yudi Swastanto told the media at the Ministry of Defense Jakarta on Friday, the establishment of a representative office in the region will also focus more attention related to surveillance in the border areas with neighboring countries.
Memang sekarang ini memang kita lagi memfokuskan juga di dalam termasuk.
We are now focusing on replacement for defense representative offices in border areas. There are 34 posts, 7 officials of them are Echelon 2. The border areas are Aceh, Riau, Riau Islands, West Kalimantan, East Kalimantan, Jakarta and East Java. Why Jakarta and Surabaya included the priority? Because Jakarta is the central of government and become the main command component. While in Surabaya, there are also available main command components. So we focus on those regions and some border areas. Director General of Defense Strategy Yudi Swastanto also explained that the establishment of the Defense Representative Office in the region will not significantly add new budget, because the budget is taken from the transfer of budget execution of tasks that had been removed since 2011. Yudi also said that later, Defense Representative Offices will also work together with local governments. Several United States companies have expressed a keen interest in expanding their businesses in Indonesia's construction and mineral mining sectors, according to the Investment Coordinating Board, or BKPM. BKPM Chief Frankie Sibarani, in a press statement released on Saturday, June 25th, confirmed that a United States company will take part in infrastructure development in the country. He informed that the United States outward investment is the highest. Only a smart part of it comes to Indonesia. However, the government is optimistic about it, and signs are that United States companies are evincing more interest in Indonesia. Therefore, the BKPM, through its representative office in New York, will continue to encourage such an interest. He explained that the BKPM's representative office in New York has briefed the U.S. firm regarding online licensing system and integrated one-stop service in Indonesia, so that the American company has a clear picture of how to invest in the country. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended a function to mark the 80th birthday of former President Baharudin Yusuf Habibie at his residence on Saturday, June 25th. Congratulating Habibie on his 80th birthday, President Joko Widodo expressed the hope that he would continue to inspire the Indonesian nation. The president said that the Indonesian people still need a role model like Habibie. Also present at the function were Vice President Yusuf Kalla, the wife of the country's fourth president, Carlina Umar Wirahadi Kusuma, and a number of national figures. Vice President Yusuf Kalla expressed the hope that B.J. Habibie would always enjoy good health so that he could contribute his thoughts to the Indonesian nation. Born in Parepare, Sulawesi on June 25, 1936, Habibie served as the country's third president for 1 year and 3 months, replacing Suharto, who had stepped down on May 21, 1998. The British ambassador to Indonesia, Muazzam Malik, said until now no party or business partner has withdrawn or terminated cooperation fostered with the British despite the result of the referendum saying Britain should exit the European Union. He stated on Saturday that no one has called him in the last 24 hours to give a signal that they will withdraw. None of the active Indonesian business community involved in trade and investment said they will withdraw their commitment. The ambassador said that Indonesia has a great potential to become a developed nation and the United Kingdom, with all its ability, is ready to support the country in its quest for development. He remarked that as the country joined the G20, or group of 20 major economies in the world, Indonesia will also be among the world's top 10 largest economies within the next 15 years. To make it happen, he said, Indonesia needs innovation, capability and foreign capital, and the United Kingdom will continue to be a strategic partner to help Indonesia. The Indonesian Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan has called for a strict medical check-up on drivers of land, air and sea public transportation services to enhance the safety of Lebaran Islamic holiday travelers. The minister said when inspecting the integrated Lebaran monitoring command post at Ngurah Rai International Airport that the medical check-up for ferry, boat and ship captains had been launched on June 18. He added that the air and land transportation services medical checkup began on June 24. The number of aircraft for this year's Lebaran is estimated to increase by 10 to 11%. Sea vessels between 1 and 2%, while land vehicles are set to rise between 2 and 3%. Some 4.6 million passengers are expected to travel by air, an increase of 7.62% from 4.3 million last year. The number of travelers using ferries, ships, or boats is estimated to reach about 900,000 people, up 2.9% last year. The Bali provincial government is looking into the possibility of establishing cooperating with Tsinghua University, the best institute of higher learning in China. Governor Bali Imade Mangkupastika said at a meeting with the university's rector, Cheng Su, at the Denpasar Cultural Gallery on Saturday that he wants the cooperation to be realized as quickly as possible and it must proceed in a sustainable manner. He expressed the hope that as a result of such cooperation, Balinese students would be able to pursue higher education at the university. Moreover, the university, a partner of Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the United States, is known for its globally recognized strength in the field of information technology. Besides exchange of students, he also expressed the hope that the cooperation would expand and will include sending staff members of universities in Bali to China to attend training courses. That was Newsline, our voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from the Jakarta Special Capital Region. Jaya Ancol Theme Park manages free admission tickets for the citizens of the capital city and surrounding areas on June the 22nd to celebrate the 489th anniversary of the city of Jakarta. President Director of PT Pembangunan Jaya Ancol TBK and PT Taman Impian Jaya Ancol, Gatot Setiowaluyo, said the policy was an act of gratitude as well to enliven the anniversary of the nation's capital. According to him, the free entry policy has been running every year on the anniversary of the city of Jakarta. He hopes tourists can enjoy facilities in Ancol with fun but still maintain order and cleanliness of the recreation area. Gatot said tourists can enjoy the white sand along 3.5 kilometers in Lagoon Beach and enjoy the facilities at the beach area. Additionally, for travelers' mobilization, the management provides free bus transport facility, which is always ready to take tourists to places of recreation destination. The next news comes from Magelang, Central Jawa. Borobudur Conservation Center prohibits touching and stepping on stupas in Borobudur Temple to prevent damage to one of the world's cultural heritage. Head of Public Relations of Borobudur Conservation Center, Aristina Mura, said the security officers over loudspeakers incessantly warned visitors not to touch and step on the stupas. Mura said, though there is no specific sanction, the ban is to raise awareness of visitors to preserve Borobudur Temple. Borobudur management also prohibits holding the statue inside the stupa because it can also cause even worse damage. Borobudur Conservation Center periodically clean the moss with pressurized water and do not use drugs made from chemicals to clean the temple. The Ministry of Tourism has set the Borobudur and surrounding region as one of 10 new tourist destinations beside Bali, which is being promoted to other countries. In 2015, the number of visitors to Borobudur reached 1.5 million people, including 250,000 foreign tourists. Borobudur has been designated as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO since 1991. The temple, which was built in the 8th century AD, was established by Buddhists and became the largest Buddhist monument in the world. The latest news is from Magelang, Central Java. Magelang is an area with outstanding natural potentials because surrounded by five mountains, namely Mount Merapi, Merbabu, Sumbing, Sindoro, and Andong. Chairman of the National Research Council, Bambang Setiadi, said this could be a Magelang potential sectors. According to Bambang, the mountains in Magelang have unique characteristics compared to other mountains in the world. They have many facets that can be explored, such as the environment, water, plantation, and so on. Furthermore, Bambang said Magelang also has facilities like international standard hotels to support the idea. Its hotel can make a tour program visiting the mountains, such as Mount Merapi, which is the most active and beautiful volcano in the world. In the near future, he will ask the Regional Research Council in Central Java, which controls the mountains, to create a consortium. The results are then recommended to the regions and mayors or governors to make the policy of how to make the mountains into a tourist attraction. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with June the 26, 1945, the United Nations Charter was signed. The United Nations Charter is the Constitution of the United Nations, signed in San Francisco on June the 24, 1945, by the 50 original members of the United Nations. This charter came into force on October the 24, 1945, after ratification by five founding members, namely the Republic of China, France, Soviet Union, United Kingdom, United States. This charter is a constituent treaty and all signatories are bound by its contents. In addition, the charter also explicitly states that the Charter of the United Nations has the power over the entire other agreements. It is ratified by the United States on August the 8th, 1945, and became the first country to join the United Nations. Turning to June 26, 1988, the Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking is first celebrated worldwide. The International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking of Illegal Drugs is celebrated every year on June 26 since 1988. This date was chosen to commemorate the demolition of Lindsay Hsu to the opium trade in Yunnan, Guangdong, before the Opium War in China. The commemoration is set by the United Nations General Assembly through Resolution 42112 on December 7, 1987. It has become a form of solidarity and cooperation to achieve the goal of an international society free of drug abuse. Let's finish with June 26, 2000. Pramudya Anantatur receives the main award at the 11th Fukuoka Asian Cultural Awards. Pramudya Anantatur is an Indonesian writer who is considered the most important in Indonesian literature in the 20th century. His work has been translated into 37 languages and several times nominated for the Literary Nobel Laureate. On June 26, 2000, he received the grand prize at the Fukuoka Asian Cultural Award. The award is a prize awarded for outstanding achievement in the field of creation and preservation of Asian culture. It has been given since 1990 by the city of Fukuoka, Japan. Pramudya received the award because he is considered instrumental in introducing Asian culture to the world. That was Today in History. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with highlight of this week. This time, it's entitled Natuna Island Guarding Enhanced. Presiden Joko Widodo instructed the patrol or guard in the Natuna Riau Islands to be enhanced and the development of Natuna should also be accelerated. The president said in the closed meeting aboard KRI Imam Bonjol 383 warship in Natuna region on Thursday, June the 24th. To the military chief General Gatot Nurmantio, president said that the ability of Indonesian military and the maritime security agency in the Natuna Sea keeping should be improved, both in terms of completeness and readiness of radar technology. Besides, the president also asked for the economic development in the Natuna Islands and the surrounding regions, especially in fisheries, oil, and gas. The presence of President Joko Widodo was to inspect and hold a closed meeting in the Natuna Islands to see firsthand the economic potential of the borderline between Indonesia and a number of countries such as Malaysia, Vietnam, and Cambodia. Earlier, President Joko Widodo had several times held a closed meeting in the field, among others when he led a closed meeting on the management of Borobudur Temple Complex of Borobudur, Magelang in Central Java Province on Friday, January 29, 2016, and on the development of tourist destination of Lake Toba in Simalungun, North Sumatra on Tuesday, March the 1st this year. Related to the meeting which was held on warship, KRI Imam Bonjol, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said the government wants to send a strong signal that the sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia is inviolable. KRI Imam Bonjol is the warship which last week opened fire on Chinese fishing boats suspected of illegal fishing in Natuna waters, which is Indonesia's exclusive economic zone's territory. However, Luhut denied the presence of the president in Natuna as a form of Indonesia's show of force to China. He said Indonesia remained friends with China. Meanwhile, the special staff of President Ari Dwipayana said Natuna Islands became a strategic area because it is a sea area of Indonesia which became marine with major shipping lanes, especially for ships bound for Hong Kong, Japan, and Korea. Natuna development becomes a necessity and also a top priority for the Indonesian government, not only because the president wants the border as Indonesia's leading veranda, but he wants to make Indonesia as the world's maritime axis. The meeting was also attended by Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said, Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti, National Development Planning Minister Sofian Jalil, and many others. That was highlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here is news in brief. Indonesian Defense Ministry will focus its attention on border areas. The establishment of the Representative Office Ministry of Defense is considered important to bridge the central government in the regions in the field of national defense. United States firms eager to invest in Indonesia's construction mineral processing sectors. Several United States companies have expressed a keen interest in expanding their businesses in Indonesia's construction and mineral mining sectors, according to the Investment Coordinating Board. President Jokowi attends Habibie's 80th birthday celebration. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended a function to mark the 80th birthday of former President Bahruddin Yusuf Habibie at his residence on Saturday, June 25th. Not a single partner of Britain said it will withdraw. The British ambassador to Indonesia, Muazzam Malik, said until now, no party or business partner has withdrawn or terminated cooperation fostered with the British despite the result of the referendum saying Britain should exit the European Union. Minister Jonan calls for strict medical check-up on drivers. The Indonesian Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan has called for a strict medical check-up on drivers of land, air, and sea public transportation services to enhance the safety of Lebaran Islamic holiday travelers. Bali mulls possibility of establishing cooperation with Chinese university. The Bali provincial government is looking into the possibility of establishing cooperation with Tsinghua University, the best institute of higher learning in China. That was news in brief over RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder. In the month of Ramadan, I will introduce typical culinary from Banten in Kot Ketan Bintul. So stay tuned. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast via www.voi.co.id. Hunting for iftar menus has become an exciting activity in the month of Ramadan, especially when the time of breaking the fast is approaching. In Banten, there is a tradition that has been known since centuries ago and is not forgotten until now, that is presenting a special meal at the iftar or the breaking of the fast with ketan bintul. For the people of Banten, ketan bintul in the month of Ramadan is an integral part. There is even a saying that has been entrenched, without ketan bintul in the month of Ramadan, it feels like not fasting. The story of the older generation said ketan bintul is a favorite of Sultan Maulana Hasanuddin, a prince who became a role model of Banten Royal Society at that time. Though the food is typical food of ordinary people and is considered too simple for a sultan, because a sultan who has high moral character and has always been an example for his people happened to like ketan bintul, so to break the fast with ketan bintul has since become a culture, as to appreciate and respect the sultan. In addition, there is a special pride in enjoying the food, which is the favorite of the sultan. People of Serang, Banten, especially those who have a lot of family members and friends, are accustomed to making their own food, sometimes by making use of glutinous rice crop, particularly to provide a distinctive treat for guests and family at the time of breaking the fast. Ketan bintul is made of steamed glutinous rice. To get a savory flavor, at the time of steaming, the sticky rice is mixed with grated coconut and a little salt. Once cooked, it is then placed in a container that had been prepared. In the past, the container would be put on the floor. The sticky rice that has been cooked, which is still hot, and then finally ground using a wooden pestle. Pounding sticky rice required great energy. What must be considered here is that the sticky rice does not lose heat so that it could quickly ground smooth and soft. It needs speed and accuracy, as well as fully understand which part that have not been crushed. To pound sticky rice to get a good result and perfect takes at least two people, one pounding with a wooden pestle and the other flipping the container through the hot sticky rice to get evenly result. After it becomes smooth, it is made into rectangular shape and wrapped in banana leaves to make it durable and still looks white. After the sticky rice is ready, prepare grated coconut and then roast it or fry it without oil, stirring constantly until cooked. If it is brownish, and then leave it for a few minutes and then crush. into powder using grinding tools made of stone. When it is smooth, add the granulated sugar and salt. Mix the mash evenly until it is really sweet and salty. To make it more appetizing, add red chili to taste, slice lengthwise. Then make fried onion, but don't mix it with the roasted grated coconut. Towards the iftar time, serve the sticky rice, which has already formed rectangular. Sprinkle some toasted coconut, red pepper, sliced and fried onions. Accompanied by a cup of coffee or tea, its delicious taste is guaranteed to eliminate hunger and thirst after a day of fasting. It would be more enjoyable when served with some thick broth of beef stew called semur. It is a dish of boiled meat that is processed in a dark brown sauce made from soy sauce, shallots, onions, nutmeg, and cloves. In Ramadan, you can easily find sellers of this ketan bintul along the outskirts of Serang Oat Market, sold at a price of just 1,000 rupiah for 3 pieces. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder Today, which introduced ketan bintul from Serang, Banten.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miss Lenny, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, and even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing International Day Against Drug Abuse 2016. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. June 26 is celebrated as International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. This commemoration began in 1988, aims to combat abuse and sale of illegal drugs around the world. The declaration was announced by United Nations through a United Nations Resolution 42/112 issued on December 7, 1987. The commemoration of the International Day Against Drug Abuse in 2016 in a number of regions of Indonesia has started some time ago. In the city of Padang, West Sumatra, for example, the commemoration was marked by a joint declaration of hundreds of students along with the National Narcotics Agency, or BNN, of West Sumatra province to fight drugs. BNN head of West Sumatra, Azhar Ali, disclosed that the student had delivered commitments against drug after BNNP West Sumatra team socialized the dangers of drug abuse and illicit trafficking in Pesantren Ramadan activities in a number of mosques in the city of Padang. According to Ali, all elements of society must socialize the dangers of drug abuse and trafficking. The goal is to save the young generation as well as reduce the number of the prevalence of drug abusers in the region of West Sumatra. It is expected that the community understand the dangers of drug abuse, which is threatening the West Sumatra generation, even the world. Meanwhile, in Kupang City, East Nusa Tenggara, International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking is commemorated by handing out Stop Drug stickers to the public by BNN Kupang. In the city of Makassar, South Sulawesi, students also socialized the dangers of narcotics to the public in a number of routes by distributing stickers and flowers. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking is held by the National Narcotic Agency and attended by President Joko Widodo. The event was held in parking lot Taman Sari, Kota Tua, West Jakarta on June 26, 2016. On that occasion, the President delivered a speech about the dangers and the eradication of narcotics in Indonesia. He also gave awards to the anti-drug campaigners. At the commemoration ceremony, BNN also introduced the K-9 special forces to support drug eradication. In addition, BNN also established specific commitments by the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce, or KADIN, in the form of a memorandum of understanding. Meanwhile, Head of Public Relations of BNN, Mr. Slamet, hoped that with this commemoration, the number of drug users can be reduced and eliminate the illicit circulation of the goods. According to him, the public needs to be aware of the dangers of substances that damage the nation's future generations. This is the end of Miscellany for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs. From the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Samim in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency of 9525 kHz from 1330 hours to 1400 hours UTC on April 25, 2016, and the SIN code was 44444. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Samim. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your reception report is very detailed, and we are really glad because you have tuned in our radio and sent your reception report. As your request, you can find out our program guide at www.boi.co.id. But you do not have to worry because we will send you our QSL card and sticker to your address soon. Please be patient to wait for it. And for information, if you want to send your reception report, please send to voi.english@gmail.com. Well, Mr. Muhammad Samim, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Okay, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Membukakan hati sesama. sana kemari kau cerita keburukannya. Semegang di seberang lautan jelas kelihatan, tapi gajah di peluk mata tiada kelihatan.
Reply an email from Mr. Konstantin Barzenkov in Russia. In his email, Mr. Konstantin Barzenkov said that he listened to our program in German language through frequency of 9525 kHz on March 11, 2016 at 17:57 hours to 19:02 hours UTC, but unfortunately he doesn't understand this language. Hello, Mr. Konstantin Barzenkov. Thank you very much for your email, dated March 12, 2016. We appreciate your effort. Even though you do not understand German language, you still send your reception report. As information, our radio presents in 8 languages every day, namely English, German, Spanish, Japanese, Arabic, French, Mandarin, and Indonesian language. You can find out all of this program at our website www.voi.co.id. Like you said that your hobby is shortwave monitoring, and we think that it is interesting hobby, so keep listening to our broadcast and send your reception report. As your request, we will send it as soon as possible. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. And for information, if you want to send your reception report, please send to voi.english@gmail.com. Well, Mr. Konstantin Bazenkov, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Bila tersirat di hatimu ingin berjudi, itu nyanyian syaitan. Bila tersirat di hatimu ingin berzina, itu nyanyian syaitan. Waspada, waspada, itu perangkap syaitan belaka. Tersirat di hatimu ingin mencuri, itu nyanyian syaitan. Bila tersirat di hatimu mabuk-mabukan, itu nyanyian syaitan. Apakah kau hai bangsa manusia, kerjanya syaitan di dalam dunia. Dia akan menyeretmu ke neraka dengan segala daya upayanya. Syaitan merayu dengan kesenangan, contohnya minuman dan perzinahan.
You're still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Mr. Muhammad Arshad Qureshi in India. In his email, Mr. Muhammad Arshad Qureshi asks why Erarival Service doesn't serve Urdu language. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Arshad Qureshi. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. And for your question, we will deliver to you our management and we will send the answer to your address immediately. Please give your current address to our radio because in your email there is no address. Thank you. And please send your email to boi.english@gmail.com. Listeners, now we will play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Hari itu akan diterbangkan gedung-gedung yang tinggi menjulang. Hari itu akan ditumbangkan. Akan ditumpahkan langit yang penuh dengan bintang. Hari itu akan dihempaskan. Hari itu akan dihempaskan.
Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you very much for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we really appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. So please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. You can also follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia. And please join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Anhya Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, 10011 Indonesia, and join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, Voi Indonesia.